Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show as we start a new week. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, a great selection of pre-owned inventory. And whether you're looking to buy some of that pre-owned or maybe some of the brand new vehicles, well, you got a sales department that is there for you with whatever you're looking for, and they're not just there for the sale, they're there for you. And a service department that takes care of everything for whatever vehicle you choose, the diagnostics, the inspections, all that routine maintenance, it is all there for you with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And of course, every Monday show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The true pros, pros, home, auto, life, business. And finally, we can talk about boat insurance, RV. It was great to see boats on Lake Augusta this weekend. Now the boating season's pretty much back in order for the most part. After the bag six was repaired on the Adam T. Bauer Memorial Dam, so good to see that. But whatever you need, they're there for you. And of course, we have the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament coming up on Wednesday, August 10th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. We will be there live doing the show as we normally are each and every year. We're looking forward to that. So get your team signed up before it's too late. And it's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com. Nate Bauer of On3 going to join us a little bit later today in this show. Ray Didinger, the Hall of Famer, rejoins us tomorrow on the show along with Neil Coulong as the Eagles and Steelers begin report to training camp tomorrow. First practice for both teams is Wednesday. And also this week, of course, we'll be talking about it a whole lot, is the Big Ten Media Days kicking off this week in Indy. Penn State's turn is Wednesday. Sean Clifford will be there, P.J. Mussifer, Jair Brown, and, of course, James Franklin will all be there representing the Nittany Lions. And I'm sure what will be talked about mostly besides, of course, a lot of on-the-field questions for Penn State as they begin fall camp the week after that is now a College Football Players Association chapter has now been formed at Penn State. That came out during Friday's on a Friday, Sean Clifford kind of spearheading all this, and he's been pretty vocal about all these things as these changes in college football have come out, especially with NIL, and as things continue to change with realignment. Still waiting on the Big Ten TV deal, which we all think might come out this week. I guess it's got to come out this week. I mean, if you're the Big Ten, wouldn't you want it to come out before fall camp begins? And, of course, it's Big Ten Media Days. Like, I would think it's got to be this week. And, of course, we talked about all the ins and outs with that. And one other big storyline going into this was apparently the College Football Players Association, which was just formed last year, of course, was apparently trying to get credentials to get into Big Ten Media Days this week. They talked with Kevin Warren, Big Ten Commissioner, and looked like they were going to get let in, but then all of a sudden they got denied on Saturday, I believe it was. So you have that happening. And basically, they have three demands. Two of them involve with health care for players, including after their playing careers are done, which I have no problem with at all. And the last part is, of course, getting some share of the revenue from the TV deal, which is about to hit probably $1 billion. So, going to be fun this week, Steve. We got a lot to get into.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's precarious. I mean, there's three points that were brought up there. We're going to talk to Nate Bauer about this. Three points that were brought up. The middle one is the one that makes the most sense. And that is medical insurance and the conference paying for it once your career is over. You have to remember here, for Penn State, if you're a Penn State football player, you're still feeling the shock and effects of Journey Brown. There's a lot going on with that. It's not just as simple as, oh, it's Journey Brown. It's that, wow, Journey Brown can't play anymore. Wow. Okay. But it's more than that, because now Journey Brown, who was going to get an NFL career out of it. Now, maybe, you know, I don't know if he's... Journey probably would have been a second-round pick. Okay? Suddenly he didn't have that either. See, that's where, you know, when you're a Penn State player, Sean Clifford obviously was the quarterback that year. You're sitting there and that resonates with you. And so the medical insurance part post-playing makes a lot of sense. Having a representative on campus to look at the medical side of it? No. There is some, I don't know whether it's movies or old-time thought or whatever it may be, that people seem to think that for some reason coaches are forcing people to play when they're injured. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. There are two people that determine whether a guy plays or not. Okay? The doctor and the player. Do you know how many times I've been told by a team doctor? So what's the deal with X? He says he feels something in the back of his leg. I'll say, okay, feels something. What do you mean? Is he got a hamstring? He says, Steve, we can't find it. Or the term that I'll get is extremely unimpressive X-rays. Well, guess what? The player can't play. You want to know why? The player can't play because the player says he can't play. If the doctor says you can't play, you can't play. If the player says he can't play, he's not going to play. That's how it works. So that first part, sorry, either I have too much trust in Dr. Sebastianelli, which there's no such thing as too much trust. He and I have been around together for 27, almost 28 years. I don't need a representative on campus to look at my medical staff. They already know what they're doing. So that part, no. The middle part about the insurance post-play, okay, you know what? That is absolutely worth looking into. Absolutely worth looking. Now we get to the part, now we get to the tricky part, the revenue part. College sports has to make up its mind of what it is. Is it capitalism or is it socialism? What is it? If it's capitalism, you're going to have a lot of sports become club sports. If it's socialism, then everybody's going to continue to get their money to compete. Because in a capitalistic society, only football and men's basketball make money. Hockey is right around the break-even area, but to be honest with you, part of the hockey break-even is, also everything that happens at Pagula during the course of the year, all the ice rentals and things like that. But that's it. The other don't. I always refer to it as the mirage. I went into Rec Hall on a Friday night. On a home football weekend, it was sold out for the women's volleyball match. They've got to be making money. No. I go to wrestling all the time. They're always sold out. They've got to be making money. No. They lose, women's volleyball's over $1 million a year in the red. Wrestling's between $500,000 and $1 million in a year in the red. It's the way it is. So under a capitalistic deal, they go to club sports. You can't do that. I'm just saying it under capitalism, you would. Because it is part capitalistic, the bidding, by the way, on TV contracts, and part socialistic, how the money is distributed internally. And now, if you have players wanting a cut of that, what does that then mean for the rest of the athletic department? It's a very interesting question. And I have no answers for it. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I have answers for it. I don't know what the solution is. I mean, the entire point of the show is to somehow get through the show without Matt saying something stupid. Is your team winning at all right now? I have no idea. They have not had a good July.
It's been 2-3 so far. Took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore and, of course, swept by Houston. Then you got the Subway Series starting tomorrow.
I think they only have, 10 wins in the month, right? Something like that. They have 10 wins in July, I think. Wow. Now they got the Mets. They got a legitimate team they got to face. What the heck?
That's right. It's a big week. That's what I said.
It's July. All right. Who do you have going in that game? Let's see here. Tuesday. Let's see. Where Mets, Yankees. Where are they here? Didn't even make the grid. Oh, here we go. Jordan Montgomery against Walker. Ooh. Well, that's not a good matchup for you on that one.
No.
Herman against Peterson. Ooh, another bad matchup.
Oh, that doesn't make me feel even... That makes me feel worse.
And it's only a two-game series? That's it?
Yep. And then they got the Royals for four games.
Oh,
one of them I will be at, which is Saturday, All-Timers Day.
No, Saturday? Who's pitching Saturday for the vaunted... No, Nestor Cortez. Oh, Zach Greinke's going for the Royals. Well, you're going to lose. All right. And then what the Phillies have, the Pirates this weekend. Ranger Suarez against Mitch Keller on Saturday.
And after an uninspiring weekend against the Cubs.
Nola against Brubaker on Sunday. Friday. Falter, who's not pitched well against Quintana. Quintana won't be pitching for the Pirates on Friday. He's going to be pitching someplace else.
Maybe in a Yankee uniform. I want to be okay with that.
That's a mirage. Yeah, so you finally got bit. The King injury is a big injury.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one to swallow.
That's a big one. I mean, most teams have had... the Red Sox, who are a poorly constructed team to begin with, they've got... You name the guy, he's out. Devers is out. Sale's out. Eovaldi has been out. Whitlock's been out. Kike Hernandez has been out. Trevor Story's out. I mean, it's like you're looking around going, okay, yeah, let's see. So it's the Woo Sox, and they stink. They're awful. Oh, man. I mean, I think they might be sellers.
It's interesting you mention that, because I'm seeing something on Twitter that the Phillies have apparently reached out about...
About Xander Bogaerts.
As Bogaerts, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody ought to reach out about Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah.
The hell of a player. But Bogaerts only has 11 RBIs in his last 40 games. J.D. Martinez only has 15 in the last 40 RBIs. That's runs batted in for the suit.
S-U-I-T. So, that spells suit.
So, the suit. I texted him yesterday. Yeah, I flipped into the Iowa race for 12 seconds. And I said, hey, okay, good-looking crowd today at Iowa. Yesterday there were good seats available. I didn't see today yet. Lots of concerts before and after. Oh, better crowd today. I said, yeah, it looks good. Iowa usually was a good spot for IndyCar. They need to get this one back in the schedule. I said, July in Iowa, a bit slow. Right? He says, boy, this is a nice crowd. He says, I think Gwen Stefani performed before and Blake Shelton's performing after. And then I texted, I said, I believe Stefani's currently running fifth.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I said a bad pit stop derailed her. I hate this show. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So that commercial where they're going down to Mexico and neither one of them speaks Spanish, it's like having the corner office and not being able to speak English. What? Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, whatever it may be. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And remember, the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament is coming up at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Country Club on Wednesday, August the 10th. Benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Sign your team up now. Looking forward to a great day there. I will be out there with the suit. What a sacrifice it's going to be on his part to be out there with the people.
That's right.
So anything in your mind is stupid, or is there just not enough sports going on right now to have stupid?
We're all good as of right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because normally you think everything's stupid.
I mean, the Yankees' loss on Saturday night to the O's was stupid, but they were kind of squeezed to begin with arms. So it happens.
To be honest with you, the Yankees in July have not played well.
No.
Well, the Phillies have been hot, then they've cooled.
And now they got the Braves for a big series starting tonight.
Yeah, but again, you're trying to do this without Harper. I mean, that's a big... But is Segura finally back? I thought he was close. But, I mean, no Harper. There's only so much time you can make up for that. There's only so much time. He's there for a reason. He is there to be an impact guy that swings the balance your way. You can get around it for a little while, but it is not easy when you have to do it for a long period of time. And that's what the Phillies are running into now. Just when you need that impact bat, that impact player to throw you over the top, they don't have it. No Bryce Harper.
Segura is expected to begin a rehab assignment next week. Potential to rejoin the Phillies following their next road trip, which ends on the 3rd.
See, that's what's killing. That's what's killing a lot of teams right now. Guys out. I mean, that's why. That's the Astros survived without Alvarez for what, 10 days? Because they can make up for it with Bregman or Altuve or somebody like that. They can make up for it. The Yankees haven't had to miss anybody. You know, then the King injury comes up. Okay. That's the first time all year the Yankees have had to go for a period of time without someone. It makes a big difference. The Angels obviously struggle, but like they've lost Trout. Trout's gonna be gone for a long period of time. No Trout. I mean, the Mets had to go without DeGrom. They had to go without Scherzer. And the Phillies have had to go without Harper. That's when, again, you've got to get really lucky in any sport where your big guys get through the season unscathed. They have a great year. Because you don't know anything can happen. Let's look at the... Okay, this is not a great team. So you end up with a draft choice, Houston Texans and John Mechie. Love the pick. Leukemia. Right? Really?
Yeah, that was brutal.
I mean, that's awful. Now, can he come back from it? Yes. But not now. But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens along the way where you sit back and go, yeah. I mean, you're all panicked about Michael King. He's the only guy you've lost. He's it. I mean, Tampa Bay has had guys in. I mean, Wander Franco's been in and out of the lineup, and he's not the only guy for Tampa Bay. In and out of the lineup. Same story for Toronto. I've had guys in and out of the lineup. Now the Red Sox are going through it, right? You know, they don't have Devers. They don't have Whitlock. They don't have... They didn't have Eovaldi for a month. They didn't have Sale, obviously, most of the season. Then he gets it back and he breaks his pinky. They haven't had Hernandez now for, what, three? Kike Hernandez for 3 months. They haven't had Trevor Story. Imagine going through your team. All right, so, okay, so they don't have Sale. You don't have Cole. You don't have Eovaldi. You don't have Tyone. Okay? You don't have Story. You don't have Gleyber Torres. You don't have Devers. You don't have Josh Donaldson. I mean, think of it in those terms.
No, I get it. It's brutal right now.
I mean, it's, but
Yankees
I'm talking
have
about
been
this,
lucky, and that's been part of the reason why they've been successful. Is they have been lucky,
and that's what happens with most teams that are ultra successful. Right? You look at, let's take the Rams win the Super Bowl. Stafford didn't miss any games. Now, they did have the one big injury to the running back. Okay? Right? They were able to fill for that. But Cooper Kupp played every game. They picked up Odell Beckham Jr., played every game. Jalen Ramsey played every game. Aaron Donald, every game. Von Miller, when he came in, didn't miss a game. Troy Reeder didn't miss a game. You know, you're going through. You know, the one area where they kind of ran into it was at safety. And Nick Scott stepped in and played great. But that's what happens with championship teams. The Golden State Warriors were an absolute shell of themselves when Klay Thompson was out. Right? Durant left free agency, signed with Brooklyn, and Klay Thompson got hurt not once but twice. In 2020, the Golden State Warriors did not make the playoffs. Thompson barely did anything in 21. And guess what? The Golden State Warriors made the play-in game. This year, they had everybody. Oh, and Curry was hurt. This year, they've got Curry. They've got Thompson to go with Green. They added in Wiggins in the trade. They win the championship. It's almost the same group. But they had people out. Thompson was out. Curry was out. It makes an incredible difference. Right? The Lakers went from champions in 20 to all sorts of injuries in 21 and made the play-in game. That's what's been remarkable about the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Tampa Bay Lightning won 11 consecutive Stanley Cup series. And yes, they had guys out. Braden Point barely played in the Stanley Cup this year, as an example. Plus, of course, they were poached in free agency, excuse me, not just in free agency, but in the expansion draft. It was amazing they stayed on top.
And Stamkos had his injuries, too.
Stamkos, he played one Stanley Cup final game in 20, right? And he scored a goal in it, if I recall correctly, against Montreal, the only game he played. But that's... You know, that's what you're trying to avoid. What's hurt the Yankees in recent years? Okay, Aaron Judge getting repeatedly hurt along with Stanton.
Absolutely.
Repeatedly getting hurt along with Stanton. Well, that's what the Phillies are dealing with Harper. Harper is a great all-out player. I mean, all-out. He can make a difference in the field. He can make a difference with his arm. He can make a difference running the bases. And his power makes an incredible difference. They were able to somehow get by, but there's only so long you can get by. And that's where the Phillies are right now. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you know, it's like anytime you bring up injuries, everybody always acts like it's an excuse. And you know what? As you know, I don't listen to such dribble. Right? I'm not gonna sit here and be bullied by people who want to be bullies. Right? You want to be a jerk? Be a jerk. That's up to you. Right? No, you're gonna be able to overcome that. Really? Really? There's a reason why he's Bryce Harper. There's a reason why he's Aaron Judge. There's multiple reasons. They're hard to replace. That's why last year, let's go back to Penn State football for a moment. What was the biggest factor in Penn State football last season?
Sean and Clifford.
Right, but, okay, we're at halftime, and Jack Ham and I are talking off the air, not on. Now, I eventually brought up the point on the air. But I looked at Jack and I said, you know, if I could handpick the two guys that they could ill afford to lose, it would be Sean Clifford and P.J. Mustipher. And they lost them both in the same game. Right? Really? Yeah, there we go. Well, you should have the backup quarterback. Please. Okay. That's an adorable sentiment. There's so many factors that go into it. Believe me, the guy that was the backup quarterback, you know, the Christian Vayu you saw against Rutgers was not the Christian Vayu that week. Okay. I'll leave it at that. Okay. And that's just me standing there watching. I'm not from 30,000 feet, guys. I'm from 20 feet away. Okay? And those are the two guys they could ill afford to lose, lost in the same game. They lose Mustard for the rest of the season. Now, what positives do you take out of it? You take out of it the fact that Devon Ellis and Kaziah Izzard both played a lot more football than they were expecting to play, and I think in the end it made them better, which makes this season's situation better. But in the moment, it didn't help. And Clifford then played hurt the rest of the year. He played hurt the rest of the year. Whatever you want to say about your quarterback, he's got guts. He's got guts, believe me. But that plays a role for everybody, what's going on. I mean, I remember when Penn State played and beat Michigan at Michigan in 20, what was one of the key injuries that Michigan had going into that game where the guy wasn't available? Aiden Hutchinson. He didn't play in the game. It's a huge injury for them. I mean, I even said in the, you know, we're talking the pregame show, I said, this guy being out is a big deal. This was in 20. And it was a big deal. In the end, Alabama, for example, Jameson Williams gets hurt. Even Alabama, their depth at wide receiver, dramatically suffered against Georgia in the national championship game after he got hurt. So, I mean, the injury thing got them last year, too. And it's amazing what role it plays, especially in long seasons. But Golden State's the greatest example. I mean, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson have both been there the entire time. Yet, one year, they weren't even remotely close to making the playoffs. The other year, they made the play-in game and didn't get out of that round. And they got to that spot because Curry missed a lot of time and Thompson missed tremendous amounts of time. It's amazing what role it plays. And the Harper thing, so I go back to Bryce Harper. Oh, they've been doing okay without him. They're not doing so great with him now. There's only so long you can go before it really you know what you're missing. That's how precarious, how thin the line is all the time with almost every team in sports. Almost every team in sports has that thin line where suddenly you lose a key player or two and you are in trouble. Nate Bauer next half hour. And Diego Armand, not one of your favorite guys?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
God, you're awfully cruel.
Oh, yeah, and Gleyber Torres had a great weekend fielding the ball.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I'm feeling the hate.
I'm just giving you my honest opinion.
A lot of hate. Juan Soto is a Met. What do you think?
Well, for the two times a year the Yankees play him now, it's whatever. That would stink for Philly fans.
Well, I'll tell you who's also a front runner, the St. Louis Cardinals.
And that'd be a major problem for the Brewers. And the rest of the National League, actually.
And be a major problem for the Yankees. Like, what do you mean we got to face them? We're kind of hoping to have an easy ride.
If they get to that point, yeah.
Oh, now you don't think they're going to make the playoffs?
No, I think they'll make the playoffs, but I'm starting to get a little nervous now about the World Series.
That's Penn State football season. I'm not that worried about it. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of.
Did you hear the blues there when you struck out and playing the game there?
No, man, I lost my hearing.
So you didn't hear it?
Come on, man, it's a stupid question.
Why is it a stupid question?
Can anybody else answer that for him? Anybody?
So, you heard them?
Of course.
What does that feel like?
What does the booze feel like? It is what it is, man.
You think they have a right to do that, or do you think you've delivered enough?
I don't need to give an opinion on that.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, man, that's a stupid question.
It's not a stupid question. If it's a stupid question, you should be equipped to answer
it. All right.
I did
answer it.
All right. The answer we should be able to handle a stupid question.
We got the answer.
That doesn't mean that I can't say that it's a stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It's a legit question.
If I heard the booze, that's a rhetorical question. Of course it's a stupid question.
Did you hear the booze?
That's a stupid question.
We got the answer. We're good. Thanks, guys. We're close.
Then you should be able to handle a stupid question.
I did.
I don't have any desk. So I don't know who that was or what it was about.
That was the whole Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philly exchange with Nick Castellanos after the loss yesterday.
Okay.
Nick Castellanos thought that was a stupid question from Jim Salisbury when he asked, "Did you hear the booze?" And then you heard that exchange and a couple other reporters got in. Then he got back in with another question, and then the last part you heard was the quote-unquote off-the-record part when they were done with on-the-record stuff. And 6ABC in Philly cameras caught that exchange after the on-the-record part was over.
Well, it doesn't sound like a very fun place to be.
If Castellanos had just left it alone after everything was done and after the on-the-record stuff was done, then we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Does that make him stupid?
Doesn't make him stupid, but it makes him look bad, I think.
I'm just using your word.
I mean, he's the one that's underachieving with that big contract. He's got to face the questions.